Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is our property, our intellectual property attorney in the Brain Trust. Once upon a time we called them patent attorneys. Now they're intellectual property attorneys because they cover so much more. And also, David is my intellectual property attorney. He's a great resource for us in an area that's often overlooked by small businesses. And that since I've been doing my show for almost 20 years, I've been doing as much programming as we can fit in here on intellectual property, because it has continued to be and is going to continue to be an increasing part of your business. David Dossie, welcome back.
Oh, Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. So strategy, IP strategy, you want to talk about an overview of that?
Right. I think that from my experience, I often see clients come in and think of IP strategy based upon a specific product or a specific trademark. And really, I've been, you know, we always do a lot of reading on IP strategy and books and stuff, but I recently came across a blog called IPstrategy.com, and they had some really good articles that really hammer home.
This guy was from Australia, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah. And it hammers home that you need to be intentional about your IP strategy. It's not product specific. It's more, how does it mesh with your corporate strategy?
Mm-hmm.
And I laugh because and I know a lot of small businesses will roll their eyes and think, oh, you know, this is big business talk. But, you know, if you don't have a formal corporate strategy, well, that's no big deal. But presumably you have an informal strategy and all your leaders kind of operate under that premise. If you don't have a informal corporate strategy, well, then I would say you're in trouble and you better start thinking about it, because it's hard to formulate a real IP strategy without knowing or thinking, how does this fit within our corporate strategy?
Right. Well, I want people to understand is that you don't have to be an IP expert. You don't have to be an IP strategy expert to have a strategy. I mean, David, you know my strategy, and it's basically based on the foundation that I'm producing intellectual property, and I want to protect it. But I don't think about it all day every day, and I guess maybe I don't know, maybe I have an informal one, but it's dedicated to recognizing and protecting and defending my intellectual property, and so I'm always aware of it. And I think that's something that maybe wouldn't that be the first great step that a small business owner could if they could just say, I'm going to start becoming more aware of my intellectual property. Wouldn't that a good building block step to build a strategy on?
Right, being always aware of it is just a. Your competitor comes knocking on your door to cause problems for you, you know, that you're always looking at opportunities. And a big part of that is recognizing, look, even if you're not doing this all the time, surely some of your competitors are big businesses. And big businesses do have in-house attorneys and strategists and consultants, and they are thinking about these things. So don't.
Well,
you might not need to do it formally, but don't get left behind.
But you've got a physical property strategy. You buy a new truck, you lock it up at night and take the keys inside.
Absolutely.
You put inventory in a warehouse, you lock the door at night, and you, that's always on your mind, right? You never fail to do that. So
and folks, you have insurance for those items?
All that stuff. And it may be, and so, I mean, a security system, et cetera. So you also have intellectual property that's valuable, that's going to become more valuable every day that goes by, because we're moving away from the analog world into the digital world, and the more digital we are, the more intellectual property we're going to have. And so, you know, David knows that you know, I started protecting some assets of mine years in advance of when I needed it, and I wound up needing it one day.
Yeah, a little, you know, preparation is extremely valuable.
So think about it, folks. If there's one thing that I've tried to get across for years now, is to get you to start becoming aware of the intellectual property, not only that you have, but that you use, belongs to other people, but also the intellectual property that you're...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.